From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up 70 years after the Scopes monkey trial, evolution is challenged in court again as a federal judge considers the concept of intelligent design. But first, under the microscope is the federal government's response to Hurricane Katrina. Michael Brown, former director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, testifies on Capitol Hill today. Brown resigned 2 weeks ago after harsh criticism of his job performance and questions about his qualifications to lead FEMA. Testifying today before the House Committee on Government Reform, Brown shot back.
I've overseen over 150 presidentially declared disasters. I know what I'm doing, and I think I do a pretty darn good job of it.
Joining me is Tim Starks. He's a reporter for Congressional Quarterly, and he's been attending the hearings. Tim, has Michael Brown acknowledged any mistakes at all in his response to Hurricane Katrina?
He's only acknowledged two. One of them was a mistake of saying that basically he didn't realize how unprepared Louisiana would be. He actually called Louisiana dysfunctional. That was one of the two mistakes he admitted to. The other was saying that he shouldn't have gone and done so many scattershot interviews with media, should have just consolidated it into a media briefing that happened once or twice a day.
Well, Brown was roundly excoriated for his performance. How is he defending it?
I think your tape showed that he's saying that I did a pretty good job. He's saying that that FEMA did a lot of warning in advance, that he actually jumped the gun on declaring the need for an evacuation on one of the Sunday talk shows before the official evacuation notice came from Louisiana. He's essentially laying out what happened and what he did beforehand.
And how does he defend the fact that people languished in the city for days without food or water?
That's where he goes to the argument of it's not my fault, it's Louisiana's fault. It's true that a large measure of the responsibility for the evacuation is with state and local officials. That's something that you're going to see debated on Capitol Hill a good deal over the next few months, because there are some that think that the federal government did have some capacity to do that. So he's sort of shifting the blame from himself somewhat and pointing to the failures at the local and state level, particularly with Louisiana, where he said, you know, Alabama and Mississippi, they didn't have these problems.
And what have members of Congress said in response to that?
Well, one of the congressmen, a Democrat who is sitting in on this select committee, the Democrats have been protesting the setup of this committee that's doing the investigation, but Representative Jefferson from Louisiana did not take kindly to it. He said, I can't believe that the first thing you're telling us is that this is Louisiana's fault. The Republican members have been slightly more generous. One of the members on the Republican side, Hal Rogers from Kentucky, laid out a timeline, you know, and questioned him vigorously about it. But the leading nature of the question suggested that he was trying to say that essentially FEMA had done a good deal to warn the locals. And Tom Davis, who's the chairman of this committee, has been kind of taking a middle road, asking him about what responsibilities were his, what went wrong, asking him to elaborate on what he said went wrong.
And finally, is it true that he's actually back on FEMA's payroll, even though he resigned more than 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, there are a couple different reports on that. He's, I think the administration has said that he's been in the process of phasing out. He did resign, but he's being kept on as something of a consultant to consult with the government, explain his experiences with Katrina, and give a background. He also has run FEMA for a few years now, so thinking on the administration side, I believe, is that he does have some experience to offer here.
Tim Starks is a reporter for Congressional Quarterly, covering today's testimony at the House Committee on Government Reform on what happened in response to Hurricane Katrina. And Tim Starks, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.